Okay. So Jesus is better. Matthew 6:21, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Yeah, the desires of our hearts and our treasures. There are things that we treasure that we wouldn't call treasures. But Jesus is better. If we have troubles, Jesus is better. We don't need to treasure our troubles, but sometimes we do. Our troubles can be bitterness, unforgiveness, and sometimes we treasure those. And if we do, where's our hearts? If we have rewards, Jesus is better. Hey, the most wonderful, the greatest Super Bowl winners we've seen say, you know, this is wonderful, but it doesn't compare to Jesus. They give the glory to God. The more we know Jesus, the better and more important he becomes to us. He becomes our treasure. We come to a lot of turns on the road of faith. Temptations, limitations, intersections that will challenge us. But if we just keep Jesus at the top, we'll make it through. Jesus is better. That really says it all, to be honest with you. When I sat down to type this devotion, I put the title in, Jesus is Better. And then I just sat there. Where do you go from Jesus is better? It was just a pause. You know, I honestly, I thought maybe I'll just write amen under the verse. But no, lots of people would totally understand just putting amen there. Because, and you all could too, you all could fill in lots of blanks about Jesus is better, because Jesus is better. And maybe sometimes we would think we might resist that a little bit. Not any of you folks, of course, but you know, it's sometimes the response of people. It's just not that easy. It's just not that simple. It's just not. Just not. And I understand that, because it isn't, we don't know where we're going with Jesus. We just follow him. And the more we follow him, as I said, the more that we know him, the more important he becomes to us. He wasn't important to me before I met him. And before I came to know him, he was a name. I knew about him. Obviously, I didn't know much about him. I would assume sometime in your life, there was a time when you didn't know that much even about him. And you didn't know him. And it's possible to spend a long time knowing about him and not know him. Some people, when you ask about a relationship with Jesus, they think it's a trick question. So, you know, we can overcome anything if we stand that thing up beside Jesus. Because Jesus is better. Whatever temptation a person might have, you know, we can say it's too hard, we can say whatever we want to, but if we really stand it beside Jesus and recognize Jesus is better, we can handle it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I had a man in jail this last week, and he was—he wasn't sitting up on the edge of his seat, but his His eyes and his body were, he was listening. I didn't know if he was listening and going to jump up and contradict. I didn't know what he was for sure. I couldn't tell exactly what was going on, but I knew he was in the message, and he sat there and sat there. And finally he just said, "Where do you get that?" And I said, "You want a chapter and verse? What are you talking about?" I said, "Where do you get that?" He said, "My grandmother died recently. And she was 98, but he said she was okay with it. She was ready for it. She was peaceful. She said, 'I just want to go home.' Where do you get that?" And I told him, I said, "You know something?" I said, "The hunger that you have to find out, I would say you've got that. You just need to work it out." We understand. We work out our salvation. We just accept it. And later, as he was leaving, he said, "I'm trying. I'm really trying this time. I'm really trying." He said, I really want what you're talking about, you know. And I just told him, I said, "You know what? Quit trying. Quit trying and just go with it." We don't try to follow Jesus. When Jesus came and picked up the disciples, he said, "Follow me," and they followed. We follow him. Whether we're desperate or for whatever reason, when we decide to follow, we just follow. Just stay with him. Just stay close to him. Set your heart to seek the Lord, the Bible says. You know, just follow him. We can overcome anything. Selfishness can be a treasure, but we can overcome it offering it to Jesus. Same is true with anger, depression, covetousness, all the other things that the enemy might present to us. No weapon can stand, be successful against us when we declare Jesus is better. Jesus is better. You can't insult me. Jesus is better. You can't cut me down. Jesus is better. You can't improve my life. Jesus is better. You can't bribe me. You can't do anything. Jesus is better. Fight that good fight of faith. We got done worshiping, and when we're worshiping, we were declaring, sang an old song. I said that we're going to sing an old song, "Lift Jesus Higher, Lift Jesus Higher, Lift Him Up for the World to See." He said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people unto me. Lift Jesus higher." See, Jesus is better. Just lift him up. Lift him up above your victories. Lift him up above your defeats. Just look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. We need to, Lord, help us. Help us to do what we sing. I love worship. Help us to do what we sing. I read something, I saw it pop up, it was a picture of Paul McCartney, and it was saying that Paul McCartney said nothing else got him through. Jesus got him through. Now, it wasn't that way all the time, I don't think, you know. But he settled on Jesus. And that thrilled me, you know, because a lot of his songs I can convert and declare that they're worship, that he was looking, that he was seeking and searching. And so, you know, that's it. So we need the Lord to help us. He needs to help us to stand in and stand on his promises. He needs to help us to know the truth. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, then all will see how great is our God. Yeah, how great is he? You know? I listened to another thing. I was listening to stuff, listening to people, and they were talking about gospel music and playing and worship, and they were talking about the time when worship came on the scene, and that was during a time when after I was saved, and so I didn't know all the other things that they were talking about, but you know they were discussing this and they were just talking about the importance of worship, not entertaining, but worship, entering in to the presence of God, welcoming the presence of God in, welcome him into our heart, welcome him into our place, taking the time to give him the honor due his name, to declare him who he is, what he is, you know? And so we worship him. Worship him. Worship him. When we make Jesus our treasure, no other treasure can control us. Nothing else can control us. We may miss the mark sometimes, you know, but ultimately we will come back to this truth. Jesus is better. Nothing can compare, nothing ever will compare to Jesus. He's the name above every name. Treasures come in a lot of forms. God gives us gifts that are stored for sharing. If we have an understanding, we can help someone else to stand. See, you got to know what your treasures are. We have to cast to catch. We need to lift up the name of Jesus. Talk about Jesus wherever you are, wherever you go. Talk about Jesus in your homes. Talk about Jesus to strangers. Talk about, oh man, how good God is. Let people know what God has done for you. God has done something for you. If you know him at all, he's done something for you. And if you really know him, you know he's done a lot of stuff for you that you haven't even seen. But oh, thank God for it anyway. Praise him. Praise him. Be prepared at every opportunity to defend the hope that is within you. Remember that. We've got to reveal that hope. That joy of the Lord. Oh, the joy of the Lord. Just the joy. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Just enter in. The joy of the Lord is always there. It's right there. It's right there. It's always, always, always that we bump into it. You know, because the joy is so close to us, because God is so close to us, and we can rejoice in the Lord always. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter in. Enter in. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is better. Man, he's better than I know. He is better than... Nobody knows how better he is. Nobody on this side of heaven. But we can sure practice. We can sure come into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. We can enter his courts with praise. You know, see, we are drawing near to the Lord to get to the Lord. Not to get anything else. Not to get anything else. You know, sometimes people in their desperation will accept prayer. And if the prayer isn't answered just the way they want, they'll blame God. But if everything works out, a lot of people will credit the medical field. I thank God for the medical field. I think it's wonderful. They are really bright, but the brightest ones are the ones that know that God is the miracle worker. He's the one. So, how often do you lift up the name of Jesus? Did you talk to anybody about Jesus this week? I hope you plan, I guess I would have to say last week, because this is Sunday, first day of the week. I would hope that by the time that we're done today that you would be planning to lift up Jesus' name. Now, sometimes I hear people lifting up Jesus' names in uncomplimentary ways, and if they misuse his name, I will praise his name in the middle of their conversation, not under my breath. They'll say something, I'll say, "Praise the Lord." You know, I mean, because I'm not going to let God be put down without God being lifted up. I'm sorry, that's just the way that it is. So if somebody, I mean, and I understand people don't even know that they're doing it sometimes. I had someone come to our house one day, and he wanted to talk to my wife, and he was talking. I said, "I'm not going to let you talk to my wife. You're going to talk like that." And he looked at me, and I said, "If you're going to talk like that, you're not going to talk to my wife. That would just be silly. You don't need to talk like that." He didn't even know what he was talking like. You know, I mean, so people misuse and use the Lord's name in vain, and it's like, well, you know, everybody does it. I don't. Oh, I used to. I was accomplished. I developed a great ability to do that. I learned from a child, waiting for the opportunity when I could just talk any way that I wanted to. And then pretty soon I didn't want to talk that way, but it was just part of my conversation. So I understand that it can be just part of our conversation, but it can also be removed from our conversation. You know? So if we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Release his name. Release his name into the atmosphere. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. All glory be to God. You know, we just release that. Another person I wrote and talked about said, you know, read the Bible out loud. You know, I just started reading it out loud when I do it. Not all the time, but I thought, you know what? Somebody else has wisdom about that. I want to be a part of that. I'm going to release the Word of God into the atmosphere. Our atmosphere needs God, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you agree that we need Jesus? We need God. We need faith in God. We need the power of God. We need the presence of God, the peace of God, the love of God. We need, if everybody just loved Jesus, we wouldn't have all the mess we do. But part of the reason that there's such a mess in the world is there's a bunch of people that don't love Jesus, and they don't love people who do love Jesus, and they don't think that we need Jesus. And those people are crazy. If you think that we don't need Jesus, I doubt that you'd be listening to this. But that's crazy. We do, but you see, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief steals good sense, common sense, reasonable sense. He steals and deceives. Oh, he deceives. And so these people are deceived. The far left people are absolutely deceived. And there's some people in the middle that are afraid to say anything. And you know what? Don't be afraid to lift up the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to call upon the name of the Lord. Don't just praise him. Just lift up his name. Be willing to say, you know, because there's a lot of people going, "Whoa, this world's crazy." Don't be afraid to say, you know, that's because the world is forgetting about Jesus. We get this world eyes on Jesus and everything's going to level off. And we better be standing with people and for people who are for God, who are protecting Christians and standing against persecution and things like that. We better vote that way. We've got to stand up, Christians. We got to stand up and let everybody know Jesus is better. He is. There's only one Jesus. He's better. He's the best. And so we need to stand for that. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift Jesus higher. I close with just one more thought. As I was typing this morning, I was thinking about another song, In the Garden. You know, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. I got to thinking about that and I don't know who wrote the song, but thinking about that, and I think that they had a little bit of a heart for the original garden. The garden where Adam and Eve walked with God. And they talked with God. And he told them that they were his own. And he told them that he just wanted them to just expand the garden. That's all he wanted. And he gave them a choice. Warned them about the choice. Don't eat from those trees. You eat from that tree, you will die. But they were deceived. Oh, we won't die. They died. They died. They were put out of that garden. They were put out of, the life. Talk about the life. They were put out of the garden. Don't get put out of the garden. Don't remove yourself from the presence of God by compromising God or diluting the gospel. You die. You die when you do that. Choose life. Choose life. Because if we choose anything and allow it to be more important, if it becomes our treasure, something in us dies. And if we choose something over Jesus, we've got to twice the fight to get Jesus back up on top of it, because we've got to fight condemnation and we've got to fight conviction. We've got to fight those things. We've got to fight the idea of whether Jesus still wants us. Don't. You don't have to fight that at all. Jesus still wants you, loves you, desires you. But just don't kill yourself. Don't let even the smallest part of you die by allowing anything to be above Jesus. Jesus is better. Nobody ever hurt you so bad that you can't forgive them and make them more important to you than Jesus. In other words, let the old things pass away. Don't make an idol of them. Don't make them your treasure. Don't allow some unforgiveness or bitterness or something else to be what you're holding on to. You're holding on to it. You don't see that you're making a treasure out of it, but you are. Let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. Somebody says something that you don't like, don't let it hurt you. Let it go. Somebody looks at you and you think they're looking at you wrong, let it go. Just let it go. Jesus is better. Just say to yourself, Jesus is better. Say to Jesus, Jesus, you're better. Jesus is better. I don't care what it is, Jesus is better. Jesus is better. He's better. He's better. And he's bigger. And he's more wonderful than anything. Jesus is Lord. Yeah. Let's just stick with Jesus is better. A garden where we share such personal joy with God. That is our special joy. That's the joy of the Lord. That is our strength. Rejoice in the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus just keeps getting better. Draw near to God. Draw near to God. Father, I just pray that you will pour out upon anyone who hears these words. Pour out on Christians everywhere. They don't have to hear these words. Just pour out. Just pour out your presence, Lord, to such a level that people just go, I can't believe it. Jesus just keeps getting better. Jesus is better. Jesus is better than anything I ever imagined. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.